You know, Susan, you brought something to my attention also that caught the attention of certainly this nation, maybe the world, but I know this nation has to do with sexual mischief, misconduct, should we say, and that has to do with the Me Too movement. Are we seeing any vested? And in fact, if you would, give us an overview for people who, for whatever reason, may not. I kind of remember some talk about that. An overview of what led to it, what it's about, and let us know how the Me Too movement is playing out in our area.
Well, it started, I think, when a huge celebrity was accused of sexual harassment and misconduct, as you said, with some other celebrities. For some reason, everybody suddenly got the courage in Hollywood to start talking about when they were assaulted or when they were harassed, and it just snowballed. And so now the hashtag Me Too movement has become a nationwide phenomenon. And we at the Cumbie Center have just been delighted, because I know it's a lot of people have not felt comfortable before talking about their own experiences, but now they can. They know that it's a safer place, that there are people willing to listen and respect their stories. And so we have just been delighted at all the air coverage, the media coverage that the Me Too movement has gotten, because there are so many survivors that will certainly feel more supported now that they can talk about it.
I think one of the things that's good about this too, Susan, is the fact that it was not a flash in the night.
No, it's actually a movement that has lasted.
Yeah.
And most of them we see kind of come and go, but this has lasted. People have grasped onto it. We are grasping on and holding on tight to it and keeping it here as long as we can, because it is not acceptable for anybody to be assaulted or harassed.
The stress, the pressure that goes along with that. Can you imagine having a job? Because we hear, I'm saying just people in general, often hear about, we hear people say, well, you know, I like my job, I love what I do, but some of the people there just make it such a miserable experience. And I can just imagine someone who thoroughly enjoys what they're doing, whether mm-hmm. they're in broadcast, whether they're in the radio, restaurant industry, wherever they're working, janitorial industry, really, really liking what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But don't like going to work anymore because of the sexual harassment.
Right. And probably many of us have had those jobs. I've had a few in the past where I felt like I could not tolerate the situation at work anymore because of how I was being mistreated. And it does play a big difference in whether or not you can enjoy your job and feel like you're doing your best. And it's not acceptable. It is not acceptable for anybody to be harassed at work.
So we have issues with rape. You mentioned this
yes.
gentleman who was in the TV, the broadcast industry.
Yes. Just, and you've probably seen reports of all kinds of celebrities that have been brought down because their stories finally came out of how they'd mm-hmm. mistreated people. So I think it's just helping people realize that they have to respect each other, regardless of gender, regardless of age, regardless of sexual orientation. Everybody deserves to be treated with respect and with safety.
So one of the things that we find that is very, very pervasive, although it may not get quite as much attention as rape, domestic violence, et cetera, but it's very real. It's with us.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like it may be a little bit more hidden than some of these others. And that has to do with something that your center deals with, human trafficking.
Yes. And that has certainly been a hot button issue the last couple of years. And the Cumbie Center is trying to get more involved in helping those victims. We have had a few the last couple of years that we know about, and then we've seen some victims that we're not sure if it's human trafficking or not. The dynamics are so different, and so it's just really hard to know who's really a victim sometimes of human trafficking.
So that said, share with us, in a general sense, what human trafficking is really about.
Well, it's about someone being forced or with fraud or coercion into a sex business, as they say, or forced into the life, as the ones who are doing it will call it, living the life. But it's not on their own free will. They're being forced to do that. They're being coerced with friendship or drugs or basic needs of life. But they're having to sell their body so somebody else can profit.
And so is human trafficking then very closely associated with or the same thing as prostitution?
Well, it is. Prostitution we usually think of as somebody's choice, that they can control whether or not they sell themselves. The people in sex trafficking are basically slaves. We call it modern day slavery because their choices have been taken away. And they're being mistreated. They're having money stolen from them. And they're having their bodies basically stolen from them.
And talk about pain. And so fortunately, Cumbie Center is going to be doing something to help increase awareness and maybe even some response to this issue of human trafficking.
Right. And you're talking about our conference.
Yes.
We are having a wonderful conference in April, on April 20th. And it will be an all-day conference at the North Augusta Municipal Building from 9 to 4. And we have some great speakers lined up. And this is just our efforts to educate our community about issues of human trafficking and how we can all be better citizens at catching people that are doing it or seeing who those victims are so we can help rescue them.
In our area, what age groups do you see are being affected by human trafficking?
Well, we have had some victims that have tiny infants that are actually going to be born into it. And so all ages. Probably, I think the average for somebody to be recruited into that is 19, but it's a very huge issue with younger teenagers.
And when you say born into it, just by virtue of the fact that mother may have become pregnant while being...
Right.
And then is it expected that she will turn her baby over to folks who will...
That's what I'm afraid of. We helped a young mother a couple years ago who we were trying to help her get out of that life. And she had two young babies and she went back to it. We lost track of her. We worry about what's going to happen to those children, whether they'll be sold into it as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to attend the conference. Give us more information again about where, when, and how to register.
All right, you can register on Eventbrite at mybodyisnotacommodity.eventbrite.com. You can go to the Cumbie Center website and find the information there, or you can check our Facebook page. And it is a free conference. It is, the purpose of it is designed to educate our community on the trends that we're seeing and how service providers can actually help victims and what things we still need. Because in South Carolina, we don't even have a shelter for these people yet to help them, and we need those shelters.
And that conference will take place from what time to what time?
It will take place from 9 to 4.
Okay.
At the North Augusta Municipal Building. And we're including lunch.
And including lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat it. A beautiful facility, lunch being served, very important information being provided. We really need you to go. Eventbrite.com. You can register. Cumbie Center. Susan Selden, thank you so much for joining me today to speak about something that means so much to the community.
Thank you. I love the opportunity to talk about what we're doing and who we're trying to help. So I really appreciate you letting me be here.
My pleasure. Everybody, we'll be looking for you. Cumbie Center, hosting it at the North Augusta Municipal Building, April 20th. Looking for you there. Till next time, think about what you can do to make a difference. When it comes to domestic violence, when it comes to rape, when it comes to sexual abuse, when it comes to human trafficking, it starts with being aware, but it also continues from there with a decision to do something. What can you do? What will you do? Will you act and let some of life's best moments come through you? Till next time.